Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Perfect.
Hello and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this Friday edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. We've got a serving of perfect pop for your Friday. I haven't done that in a while, so it'd be great to get back to that. And today, I'm going to present a song that may be a little outside of what we've normally chosen as perfect pop songs, but I want to do it to illustrate the fact that any song can be a perfect pop song, even if it's not considered pop. That's the way it works. And today I want to talk about a song that came out in the year 1959. It was recorded on May 22nd, 1959 for the Atlantic label. And the track is called Lonely Woman, and it's by Ornette Coleman. And came out on an album called The Shape of Jazz to Come. And it's a fascinating piece of music. It has, I think, ascended to the status of jazz standard by this point. And just looking here at the source of all human knowledge on Wikipedia, I see that it's been covered at least 30 times since its release in 1959. So I guess you could call that a standard. But the perfect aspect of it remains. It's a haunting, beautiful, brilliant song. And it features Coleman on alto sax, and you'll hear him at the beginning of the song with a lonely, haunting, beautiful melody that he plays. And it also features Don Cherry on cornet, Charlie Hayden on double bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. There, what a beautiful song it is. The bass comes in with a quickened drum beat, a tempo much faster than what the bass is playing, and that's kind of an unusual pull and push. And then that horn line comes soaring in over the top. And there's a well-known anecdote that Ornette Coleman related in an interview once, and he said, quote, "Before becoming known as a musician, when I worked in a big department store, one day during my lunch break, I came across a gallery where someone had painted a very rich white woman who had absolutely everything that you could desire in life, and she had the most solitary expression in the world. I had never been confronted with such solitude, and when I got back home, I wrote a piece that I called Lonely Woman." So that was the inspiration for the song, and certainly I think that's evoked. And there's also a richness to the way it's played, and there's something just unforgettable about it. Even though there are no words, it's so evocative and moving. And one person that was really moved by this song was a young Lou Reed, who was attending Syracuse University around the time of this song being written. And in an interview with Mojo Magazine in 2005, Lou Reed said the following, quote, "When I was going to college, I would go down into New York and I would trail Ornette's quartet around, Billy Higgins, Charlie Hayden, Don, and Ornette. I would follow where they went. I couldn't afford to go in, so I would listen through the window. and I heard Lonely Woman, and that changed my life. The harmonies, that was it. There's not a day that goes by when I'm not humming Lonely Woman. And so, yeah, it is perfect in every way. And by jazz standards, of course, it's not a particularly long song at all. It's 4 minutes and 59 seconds. That's pretty compact for a lot of jazz tunes when you think about other standards and how long they may go on. You can think of some John Coltrane pieces or Charles Mingus pieces that go on much longer than that. So it is a very compact piece in the jazz sense. And I think it fits right alongside a lot of rock music. I know recently we were talking about the passing of Tom Verlaine and his attempt and successful attempt, in my opinion, to translate some of the horn work of John Coltrane into the electric guitar. And so I think this song, in many ways, can be seen as a parallel to something like that. And certainly the Velvet Underground or Lou Reed didn't sound necessarily like Ornette Coleman's Lonely Woman, but the song itself is so perfect and ends at just the right place and peaks and dips, and the harmonies, as Lou said, come together in just the right way, and that unique playing of Ornette Coleman and the cornet sound of Don Cherry too is very haunting, and the bass and the drums just do everything right, just enough to keep it propulsive underneath, to let that figure of a lonely woman, and it's so appropriate too that you would think of New York City at this time, because the bass and the drums are almost like traffic or bustle underneath, and the horns are above it, above all this activity, but yet lonely and haunting in their approach. And now I challenge you not to be humming the melody from Lonely Woman for the rest of the day, because it is quite addicting. So that is my choice for the latest entry into our Perfect Pop Pantheon. If you go to our website, suburbspot.com, and you go down to the bottom of the site, there's a link there for the Perfect Pop page, and you can see all 119 songs that have been entered into the Perfect Pop library and who chose them and what episode that took place. I do believe that this saxophone-led tune will fit nicely with all the other picks that are there. All right, and that's your assignment for the weekend, folks, is to listen to The Shape of Jazz to Come by Ornette Coleman and revel in its beauty, and starts off there with a perfect pop tune, Lonely Woman. And we'd love to have you contribute. As I said, since it's been about close to 300 episodes since we had one of these picks, we'd love to have some more. So create your own voice file on your smartphone or your home audio equipment and tell us about your perfect pop song. We need to hear your voice for that, of course. And you can send it to rock@suburbspod.com. Or what about this?
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
And that number is 612-440-1985. And just give the Suburban Party Line a call. And want to say thanks to everybody for listening this week. We're going to have some more stuff for you next week. I am Patrick Foster. I've been your perfect pop person for the day. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I say to you guys, we'll talk to you next week. Perfect.